Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's the problem?
The weather.
What do you mean? It's warm and beautiful outside.
Exactly. No snow, no Santa. Which means I've been good all year for nothing.
This is gonna be a miserable Christmas.
Well, maybe not, fellas.
Well, I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus this year.
You're worried? My life's riding on this delivery.
'Cause we live away down south and it didn't snow down here. But I'm telling you not to worry, 'cause I just got the word. Everybody listen closely and I'll tell you what I heard. Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Oh boy, this is great! This means we can get our presents. What are you asking for, Alan?
Well, you know, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Excellent. More room in the pickup for my stuff.
Well, Alvin, don't you think you might be missing the point of Christmas?
Nope.
If Santa can't bring his reindeer, he'll leave them far away. Don't you worry about him, he's gonna be here Christmas Day. He's got a big red pickup with four-wheel drive and all. And there's gonna be a Merry Christmas for all. Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me. Yeah, Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Now, Alan, about this pickup, we're talking really huge, right? Not one of those minivans.
Well, I'm not sure, Alan. Why? What are you asking for?
A coin.
You mean one of those remote things?
No, a 747. I don't think a pickup's gonna cut it, Alan. Look, as long as he's changing his means of transportation, why doesn't he drive a train?
A train?
A train wouldn't be practical, Alan. It needs tracks, so it could only stop in certain areas.
But guys, I gotta tell you now, you're really missing the point.
Wait, I know.
I'm not calling Santa, Alvin.
Tell him to dump the pickup. We need something much bigger.
No, you need to think much smaller.
Easy for you to say. You're not a kid anymore.
Well, even as a kid, I never asked for a 747.
That's because they didn't have them when you were a kid.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Sonny, get Santa on the phone. Tell him Alan Jackson, the famous country singer, wants to talk to him.
Simon, put that phone down.
Hello?
KSLP Internet Radio, good morning to you, 12:04 in the a.m. We are celebrating my 100th episode on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much to everyone that's listening out there right now. We are playing all holiday music. That's why we started out with Alan Jackson and the Chipmunks, with Santa's Coming in a Pickup Truck. Coming up in our first set, we have Neil Diamond, Neil Sedaka, Atlantic Star, All American Rejects, and we're going to start off with some Easter music. This is the Bunny Hop here on KSLP, Internet Radio's All Holiday 100th Episode Special. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh,
traveling far without a home, but not without a star. Make our bed and we'll stay our grave. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they come to share. They come into America. They come into America.
Lost yourself. know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along, like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.
KSLP Internet Radio, good morning to you, 12:21 in the a.m. Thank you so much for listening. This is my holiday show and my 100th episode on KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. That was Breaking Up Is Hard to Do as a song that's Out of Love. I played that a few weeks ago during my Out of Love show. Also, you heard the All-American Rejects, Move Along. That's another song that's considered an out-of-love song. We also heard from Neil Diamond with America. We heard Atlantic Star with Always, which is an in-love song. My cousin Paige played that at her wedding back in 1988. And we also heard, representing a little Easter music, we heard some Bunny Hop to start things out. Okay, so coming up in our next set of holiday hits, we have, representing Halloween, we have some Monster Mash and some Ray Parker Jr. Representing Thanksgiving, we have a little Adam Sandler, and anytime you got Adam Sandler, you know it's going to be funny. And Larry the Cable Guy, again, also funny. And representing St. Patrick's Day coming up, we got the Irish Rovers. But we're going to start with Larry the Cable Guy. This is Grandpa's Thanksgiving Story here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening to my holiday show and 100th episode.
This here is more geared toward Thanksgiving, but still a nice holiday. This is the story of the first Thanksgiving, once again, by my drunk grandpa. Many years ago, Christopher Columbus and his pilgrim buddies come to America on a boat called the Mayflower to live because the English king wouldn't let the Jewish people go. So Moses, who was a friend of Christopher Columbus, rented three boats, the Mayflower, the Santa Maria, and the USS Enterprise. When they landed on America, an Indian squaw named Sacagawea met them and traded them pelts for beer and then showed them how to degut a rabbit. That night, her friends danced around with their boobs hanging out and balanced clay pots on their heads. The head pilgrim then baptized all the Indians to be Christians, and they shot turkeys and played horseshoes. It was General Custer's birthday, and three Oriental kings showed up with presents of myrrh and other crap. Many pilgrims didn't survive the first winter because they didn't have heat, because Jimmy Carter, who was president of the pilgrims, had an oil embargo. Sacagawea and her Indian friend burnt buffalo turds and heated the camp. The pilgrims was thankful. However, it smelled so bad animals come out of the forest two by two. The Lord then made a rainbow appear to let the people know that he would never make turds burn again and cause a horrible smell. Sacagawea fell in love with Kemosabe, and they were married on that first Thanksgiving and lived in a tent with wheels. That's right. All the pilgrims were happy they were away from the king and safe in a new land. And to beat that, they all landed right on Thanksgiving Day. Charlton Heston was then elected president. My grandpa was really drunk. Hear that?
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
I love you.
Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat.
So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway. turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. Oh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. To my love Notari in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, oh, we're digging the sounds. He got on chains backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
they played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It's now a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on with a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash fool!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash fool!
KSLP Internet Radio, good morning to you. 12:39 in the AM. That was Bobby Boris Pickett with the Monster Mash. You're probably wondering what in the hell I am doing playing holiday music, but I just feel like playing holiday music. This is our 100th show here on Blog Talk Radio, and what a perfect time to play Christmas music and other types of music of holiday variety in March. So that's what I'm doing. So we just heard that. We also heard in the same set Adam Sandler with the turkey song, or Thanksgiving song. We heard the Irish Rovers with Irish Eyes That Are Smiling. We heard Ray Parker Jr. from 1984 with Ghostbusters. And we heard a very interesting story from Larry the Cable Guy with Grandpa's Thanksgiving Story. So coming up in our next set of holiday favorites, and of course any love song is considered Valentine's Day. And if those of you that are regular listeners know, I did an out-of-love series before Valentine's Day and then an in-love series. So we'll be playing some of those songs. So you're thinking, you might be thinking, well, that's not a holiday song. But if it has to do with heartbreak or whatever, I consider it part of my out-of-love series. So I'm including it in this set. Same thing with love songs. Those are Valentine's Day songs. So anyway. Coming up in the next set, we have John Mellencamp, the Statler Brothers, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and this is, I don't have an artist, this is a children's song representing the Easter holiday, but this is Here Comes Peter Cottontail here on KSLP Internet Radio. 100th episode special. Thanks for listening.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hopping, Easter's on its way, bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, collard eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy, and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Thank you. up on Easter morning, and you'll know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
I will always love you. midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I will cling to the old. darling. I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses.
KSLP Internet Radio, good morning to you, 101 in the AM. Thank you so much for listening to my 100th episode here on Blog Talk Radio and KSLP.com. But that was John Mellencamp with Pink Houses. And also in that set, we heard from Statler Brothers with the old Rugged Cross. We heard Michael Jackson with Thriller. We heard the song Here Comes Peter Cottontail, and we also heard I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. So coming up in our next set of holiday songs, we have going to hear from a little Starship. We are going to hear from Darling Love Rockwell, Aaron Tipton, or Tippin, sorry. And we're going to start this next set out with The Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie here on KSLP Internet Radio's Holiday Special and my 100th episode. Thank you again so much for listening. I really appreciate it.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
May the
day
from
living
and eagle fly.
is the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
Together, standing strong forever. watching me. I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
KSLP Internet Radio, good morning to you. 1:21 in the a.m. We have 1 hour and 38 minutes left of our show. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, celebrating my 100th episode here on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you so much for listening. This is a special show. If you're wondering why you're just tuning in and you're wondering why I'm playing holiday music, because I felt like playing holiday music. Why not? So I am playing a little sample of past shows, my Christmas shows, my Valentine's Day shows, and I'm throwing some other holidays in also. So we just heard Darling Love with All Alone on Christmas. That is from the Home Alone 2 Lost in New York soundtrack. We also in that past set heard from Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me. We heard from 1987, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship. That is from the Mannequin soundtrack. We heard Aaron Tipton with Aaron Tipton. Anyway, we heard Where the Stars and Stripes and Eagles Fly, and that song came out after 9/11. Also, we heard Little Drummer Boy. We started the set out with Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. So, anyway, all right, coming up in the next set, we have the Florida Boys, Martina McBride. We have, I'm going to be playing a few minutes from my very first show, because this is my 100th show, so I'm going to be playing probably about 4 or 5 minutes from my first show. Also, we're going to be hearing from Martin Luther King Jr., because earlier this year on his birthday, I had a Martin Luther King show celebrating his life and his legacy for freedom. So we're going to be playing his I Have a Dream speech. Now, that speech is about 16 minutes long. But we'll be playing that coming up at the end of the set. But first, representing Groundhog Day, and I was never able to have a Groundhog Day show because I had teeth pulled around the 1st of February. But I was planning on having a Groundhog Day show, and playing music from the soundtrack in the movie Groundhog Day. But I was never able to do that. So, starting off this next set here on KSLP Internet Radio's 100, show number 100 special, is Frankie Yankovic with the Pennsylvania Polka. This song is featured in the movie Groundhog Day from 1992. So, anyway, thank you so much for listening this morning. Please make sure you tell your friends, your neighbors, your pets, whoever you want to tell, you may tell. And I really appreciate your listenage and tuning into my show almost every day. It really means a lot to me. So thank you. So anyway, here is Frankie Yankovic with the Pennsylvania Polka on KSLP Internet Radio.
Everybody else. At the cross, at
Internet Radio, good morning to you. 1:35 in the a.m. That was the Florida Boys with At the Cross, representing the Easter, the true meaning of Easter. And also we heard Martina McBride with Independence Day and Frankie Yakovic with Pennsylvania Polka. Okay, now it is time to hear about 5 minutes of my very first show, and I've come a long way since August 27th when I did my first show, August 27th of last year, and so anyway, you'll be hearing me talking for 5 minutes, but I won't be live. This is from that show. This is the first 5 minutes, and then I'll stop that, and we'll get into the Martin Luther King Jr. speech, I Have a Dream. Thank you, and so much for listening to my crazy holiday show. And so now here is the first 5 minutes of my very first show in retrospect for my 100th show now here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon from Sun Valley, Idaho. This is DJ Stevie P, and this is my first show on blogtalkradio.com. I'd like to welcome everyone listening out there, and I hope you enjoy the show, and if the show's a success, I will be doing more of these. Today's topic is going to be on President Obama's decision to change the meaning of 9/11. You may call me at the guest call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. I look forward to your call, and like I said, I'm going to be on for the next 30 minutes, and to get things started, what I'm going to do, there was an article the other day from the American Spectator, Matthew Vadim, I'm hoping I'm saying his name right. He wrote an article in the American Spectator talking about the Obama White House's plan to change the meaning of 9/11. Now, I did not lose anybody on 9/11. I was living in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida at the time. I was not living in New York. I didn't know anybody that passed away that day. But as an American citizen, that day affected me. It really, really affected me. And I, for the last couple of years, have chosen to have a ceremony for 9/11. If you want to get in on this discussion, please do so. The guest call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. Now, this article, which was in the American Spectator, it says, the Obama White House is behind a cynical, coldly calculated political effort to erase the meaning of September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks from the American psyche and to convert September 11th into a day of leftist celebration and status idolatry. Sorry. The effort to reshape the American psyche has nothing to do with healing the nation and everything to do with easing the nation along in the ongoing radical transformation of America that President Obama promised during the last election campaign. The president signed into law a measure in April that designated September 11th as a national day of service. It's not likely many lawmakers thought that this meaning that this meant the day was going to be turned into a celebration of ethanol, carbon emission controls, and radical community organizing. The administration plans were outlined in an August 11th White House-sponsored teleconference run by Obama ally Lennon Yearwood, president of the Hip Hop Caucus, and Liv Hapstead, the group's senior vice president of strategy, market partnerships, and programming. Yearwood used the word honorific reverend before his name, has been in the news recent years for getting arrested after Democrats took back control of Congress. The rowdy activist was handcuffed outside a congressional hearing in September 2007 when General David Petraeus was to testify. Yearwood told the Democracy Now! Radio program that he wanted to attend the hearing to hear Petraeus give his report. I knew that when officers lie, soldiers die, he said. On the August 11th call, Yearwood and other leaders kept saying repeatedly that they wanted 9/11.
Okay, we are back live, and as you can tell, I was a little wet behind the ears on that very first episode. I'm still kind of wet behind the ears, even though I'm now 100 episodes in to doing this, and Lord, my system has stopped again, so it'll be just a second here, and we'll be back up and running. But, yeah, it's been interesting, to say the least, doing this show ever since last August when I started. And the very first episode didn't have music, and I learned very quickly that if I was going to do a show, I was going to include music. So, anyway, if you are, if you're hearing background noise, it is because I'm broadcasting live on location from the Sun Valley Lodge here in Sun Valley, Idaho, and so that's some of the background noise that you hear. And so, all right, so we have our system almost back up and running here. Okay, all right, now we do. Okay, so now from August 1963, and like I said, I featured this in my in my show called I Have a Dream. Well, just a couple more minutes. Was this ready to play that too? Okay, I think maybe we're ready now. Okay. Anyway, so from 1963, this is Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech. This speech is about 16 and a half minutes long. We will be playing the speech in its entirety, and we will be back as soon as this speech is over. If you have never heard this speech before, please listen to it, because it is definitely a moving speech from the late Dr. Martin Luther King. So thank you so much for listening, and we're continuing on now with our show.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must be able to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is part of ours. They have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of all the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be